A reading from
the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, Lord. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. And no one can take them out of the Father's hand. For the Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I tried it a few times this morning. It didn't happen. It always happens. But I said to someone, "Happy Mother's Day," and she said, "Thank you, Father." I did not get my normal response, "And you too, Father." I can do a lot of things, but I can never, ever be in the service, in the ministry of being a mother. But to our mothers today, we offer a tremendous word of Happy Mother's Day. So with all the mothers in church, all those who are godmothers, grandmothers, who mother us in any way, would you please stand and we might acknowledge your presence and say Happy Mother's Day to you. So all the mothers in church, would you stand up this morning? Happy Mother's Day to you. And because we are St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church, we have a little difference about us. And so a lot of ladies are wearing hats today. So it's hat day as well. So you look wonderful in your helmet of salvation. Amen? You look good today in church. And a very special word today for those of us who have lost our moms. Our moms have passed away. My mom passed when I was in the seminary. So for some of us today, it's a quiet day. It's a day to remember, to reflect, and do not have our mother physically with us here on earth. And whether it was a few months ago or years ago, we miss our moms, don't we?
Amen, yes.
We do. We do. And so it's a reminder to us today to cherish the moment. To cherish the moment. We don't know, church. We don't know what the future has in store for us. And what mom really wants today is not so much candy or flowers or big old dinner we go out to. I really think our moms really want us to say, "Thank you. I love you. You are appreciated." Those words are golden. And so I always say every day is Mother's Day. Remember in a special way our moms, whether they're living or passed on. And the pink that I have on today in the vestment is a reminder of those who have fought the battle or are fighting the battle of breast cancer. Somebody knows what I'm talking about this morning.
Yes.
And so we have to always ask God to bless those who've been on the battlefield.
Yes.
And for many of our ladies, that has been a tremendous challenge. As so we bring all that to prayer today and ask God to bless the word that has been prepared and that has been proclaimed and that will be preached, let us pray. Faithful God, thank you for your grace and mercy this morning. You didn't have to do it, but you woke us up this morning.
Yes.
And we are grateful just to be in your presence, in your sanctuary, Lord. So thank you, Lord, for allowing us to get up, to get here. And the word of God has been beautifully proclaimed today. The word of God now be preached as you desire. We ask all this, all blessings, all prayer, all praise in that powerful name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Give God some praise this morning. A round of applause. Give God some praise this morning. You know, recently I was on my way out to a meeting, which often is my case, and Miss Mary Cook, you all know Miss Mary, was coming in for her ministry. It's not just work for Miss Mary. It is her ministry. And as we were passing each other, I was going out, she was coming in, we had a little exchange, a little conversation. And if you know Miss Mary, You know she has little phrases she uses sometimes, right? And she said a phrase to me in our conversation, almost like a grandmom-grandson conversation, that stuck with me this week. You know, words matter, church.
Yes.
And when we say certain things, sometimes it really sticks to us. She said, you know, Father, sometimes you gotta pray and keep it moving. I think we've all heard Miss Mary use that phrase, haven't we? You gotta pray and keep it moving. And that stayed with me this week. And if you know my preaching style, I read the scriptures at the beginning of the week and allow the word to kind of marinate in my heart.
Yes.
Like a good old steak.
Come on now.
So what Miss Mary said to me just kind of stuck with me, and it tied so beautifully in what we heard today in Acts 13. Throughout this resurrection season, the dominant book of scripture the church uses is the Acts of the Apostles. If you've been going to Mass daily, or come to Sunday Mass, you've heard from Acts. It is a beautiful, powerful, Spirit-filled book of scripture. I challenge us to stay in Acts. It's right after John, just so you know that. But Acts of the Apostles will tell us and show us, more importantly, how the early church acted, literally behaved, literally ministered, their agency, because they had been touched by the risen Jesus. Because of the risen Christ and the power of God's Holy Spirit, a change came over them. A transformation came over them. They were not the same as they were before, because when God gets in the middle of it,
come on now.
Y'all ain't with me this morning. When God gets in the middle of it, something happens to you. Case in point, Paul used to be Saul, who was so zealous and active in persecuting the way. Those who had come over and followed Jesus. Paul couldn't conceive of any other way but Judaism. And Paul thought he was doing the right thing to go out and kill and persecute folks like you. In that time, Paul would say, why are you following Jesus? Can't do that. It's the Old Testament, the old way. But Paul was formerly Saul, got on the battlefield for the Lord.
Yes. Yes.
Paul, you see, a change came over him. And Paul became this tremendous preacher of the gospel of Jesus, showing us what can happen when you put your life in the service of God.
Come on.
And give it to God. What God can do, that change that came over him, that he's bold and courageous in Acts 13, our first reading today, proclaimed by Miss Brown so beautifully. Talking about what happened when he heard folks who were downright jealous. Imagine that. Jealous in the synagogue. You see, people were coming to hear the word. And folks were like, you ain't supposed to be here. This is our thing. How'd you get here? You're not part of us. You see, in God's mind, us means all of us. All of us in the mind of God. Jealousy. They were mad and upset that people were coming that were new folks to the word of God. And they expelled Paul and Barnabas out of the temple. But Paul prayed and kept it moving. Kept it moving. And said, you know what? The word of God came to you first. But now we got to move on to somebody else, because you're not ready. You ain't ready. You're not open. You're not receptive to what God has done, because God's arms are wide to receive all. The blood that was shed for all people. They could understand that this God is not a small God, church. Our God is big.
Yes.
Our God is awesome. Yes. And our God desires all people to be saved. We got to move on. So much so that Paul went outside with his friends, shook the dust from his feet, and kept it moving. Not thinking about, well, you know, anger. No. He kept moving in ministry because Paul was led by a shepherd that knew him and he knew as well. When you know Jesus, when you are saturated in the relationship with Jesus Christ that transforms you, you know sometimes I got to keep it moving. And not only that, when you are truly trusting in that shepherd we hear about today in our gospel, who knows us and we know him. We have that relationship with this good shepherd who hears the voice, who knows us, gives us the strength we need to discern, church, discern the other voices that are out there. Because everybody in church ain't in church.
Come on, preach
them. Everybody who claims to be in Christ ain't in Christ.
Come on.
Even church folk who come and get all dressed up, ready to go someplace, may not have the right spirit of the living God. You gotta test it. You gotta test it. Test it. That's why there's something called courtship. Old folks would call it courtship. He said, sometimes we get so involved, emotionally involved, financially involved, physically involved with somebody we don't even know. Y'all getting quiet now.
Come on. Preach.
Test it. Watch it. Don't just listen to, because folks got all kind of nice words. Folks can dance and preach and act very well. Even us church folks, us priest folks, us deacon folks, us bishop folks can act not in the ways of God. Test it. Test it. And make sure you are following the shepherd, the good shepherd, the real shepherd, the senior pastor that is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
You're following him. And I always say, test him. Watch him. Observe him carefully. And imitate me as I imitate Christ.
Amen. Yes.
Don't follow me blindly. Don't follow any man blindly. Your faith, your salvation is too important. Test it and make sure, because by your fruits,
yes,
you will know them.
Amen.
By your fruits, it's how you act. It's how you show up, especially when there's nobody watching you.
Come on, preach.
Yes.
Then you know this is of God. And if it's not of God, pray. And keep it moving.
Yes.
Shake the dust from your feet in testimony against it and keep it moving someplace else, because you want to get to that home.
Yes.
That home in the kingdom of God. You want to have a seat.
Yes.
You see, some of us are so much, I'm on pew 13. I've been here since 1941. I ain't going nowhere. Oh, don't worry about pew 13. Don't worry about this pew church. Don't worry about this seat. You better make sure your reservation is prepared in the kingdom of God. You better make sure that God knows your name. You better make sure. How many times we've gone to a restaurant? It happened today. What's your name, sir? Oh, I'm throwing party of four. There's no reservation for you. You can sit at the bar. We might have some room later on. I'm not worried about the restaurant, church. I want to make sure if I just move with God's grace, if I just move in a battlefield for the Lord, if I know this incredible God deserves incredible praise, if I just give him the glory and the honor, and I know the power of God, the power of God moving in my life, I'm not worried about pleasing man. I'm worried about pleasing my God. And sometimes you got to pray and keep it moving, because what's most important, you have your seat, your reservation in the kingdom of God. Oh, yes. Come on, God's men. Bless us today. Give us the glory and the honor, because God's been good to us. God's been so good. He's been great to us. And we thank him each and every day. Got to pray and keep it moving. Amen.